Some predictions are uncanny and accurate as a laser. Trouble is, others really miss their mark. Michael Brook edits the technology magazine T3. He's been thinking about some of the predictions that have been made over the years about gadgets and computers. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You well?
Fine, thanks. First of all, do you have an iPod?
I do, yeah. I've got a classic, 80 gigabyte classic, yeah.
Well, one of my favorite predictions is one you probably remember about the iPod. Who said it and what did they predict?
This is Alan Sugar, who is the big boss man of Amstrad in the UK. Amstrad is a computer company. He used to make PCs, but in 2005, he said, by next Christmas, the iPod will be dead, finished, gone, kaput. The iPod has since gone on to sell over 174 million iPods. So,
and curiously,
so
every
wrong.
Christmas, they just keep making more.
Absolutely. And I think everyone I've spoken to has got an iPod Nano or an iPod Classic on the top of their Christmas list this Christmas.
Well, obviously, that prediction did not come to pass. And there are others that suffered a similar fate. What about Bill Gates? He's fond of making predictions.
He made real crackers, actually, that made our list of 10 back in 1981, where he said that no one would need more than 640 kilobytes of memory in their computer. Basically, most computers have about 2 gigabytes now. So someone worked this out for me. 3,500 times more memory than he said we'd ever need is what's currently in PCs these days.
Yeah, I remember a quote from the columnist Dave Barry here in the States who said, if you want to buy a computer, go into the store, and if they ask you how much memory you need, always say it's not enough.
Well, exactly. And clearly he was way, way off the mark with this. So yeah, he's been proved wrong there.
Well, here's a real doozy. Back in 1959, a U.S. Postmaster General came up with a novel way to deliver Christmas cards. What was it?
Rocket mail. He said, we stand on the threshold of rocket mail. obviously saying that they'd literally be delivering our letters and parcels by rocket to our homes, which sounds frightening enough as it was. But yeah, a little wider than the mark there. My other favourite one is 1878, a chief engineer at the post office here in the UK said that the Americans have need of the telephone, but we do not. We have plenty of messenger boys. Obviously, it's a much smaller country than you guys, but he imagined that small boys would be running up and down the country with messages for everyone, and that was an efficient way to do it.
Small country, it's an educated guess.
Yeah.
Let me put you on the spot, Michael, when it comes to technology predictions. Give me your prediction for, let's say, reading newspapers now online. Where's that trending in 2009?
But I'm kind of the wrong person to ask that, because obviously I work for a magazine, so that would be detrimental to my career if that should ever happen.
Right.
You're making reference to the e-reader, right? The Sony e-reader and e-ink and basically the death of newspapers and magazines,
right?
And things. Great screen on this thing. It's basically like an electronic book. So it opens up. There's a fantastic screen. It looks like someone's actually printed onto the screen. So it's so easy to read. It's not like reading from a computer screen. I think that technology is really impressive. And I think people really like the idea. It's kind of like the kind of book equivalent of the iPod. People like music. They like books. The ability to hold 5,000 books in the same way you can hold 500 albums on your iPod, I think is really, really appealing to people.
Well, we'll check back in with you in 12 months and see how it all shakes out. Very good to speak with you. Michael Brook, editor of the technology magazine T3 in London. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.